from New York City, Comedy Central presents The Sklar Brothers.
Thank you guys very much. We're so psyched you guys are in a good mood, because this is actually a very important set of comedy for Randy and myself.
There's some industry people here to see us
perform. We don't
want
to let the cat out of the bag.
Tonight is an audition.
It is. Tonight, Randy and I, in addition to doing this special, we are auditioning for the HBO Young Jewish Identical Twin Comedian Special.
Exactly. Now,
and this year they're only taking how many?
13.
13 sets of Jew twins, so fingers crossed.
Yeah.
So we kind of live this collegiate lifestyle. We watch a lot of television, but we're cutting back.
19 hours a day.
Cutting back to 19. And so we feel like we're experts on TV. And we have a new favorite late night television commercial.
It's the commercial for the Girls Gone Wild video.
Yes. I mean,
some of you know it.
But for those of you who don't,
here is the hook.
Here's the selling point of the video.
It's normal girls.
Not strippers and hookers.
It's normal girls like you and me.
Like us.
Normal girls. Gone wild. And their definition of going wild is these girls like lifting up their shirts and getting naked in public.
So the best part about the commercial, though, this is our favorite, are the announcers, because it's just girls lifting up their shirts. That's
no
all.
Big deal.
It's no big, but the announcers make such a huge deal out of this metamorphosis, this transformation from normal girl to wild girl, that the announcers are actually the only ones who are going wild on the video.
Exactly. They're hilarious. They're like, since the dawn of time, if we've learned anything, it's that normal girls have the capability of going wild.
Well, now,
for the first time ever, captured on videotape, we've got normal girls.
Not strippers.
Normal girls.
Not prostitutes. Gone wild.
Like this girl.
She's a senior at Texas Christian University.
Normal.
She's a philosophy major.
Normal.
She shops for artwork at Bed Bath & Beyond.
Normal.
But watch what happens when this so-called normal girl goes down to Mardi Gras.
Oh, my God. Woo! She's taking off her shirt.
She's gone wild.
Girl's gone wild.
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 And it's not just the vacation girls going wild. Oh, no. The working woman has gotten into the act, too. Check out what our video cameras caught in this Corpus Christi courtroom.
Your Honor, I object. My client was nowhere near the scene of the crime, and we've established that. Now, I know you are the only female judge in the state of Texas. But I move for a mistrial.
Counselor, your argument is both clear and concise, but I must say, objection overruled.
Oh,
she's guilty, all right?
Guilty of going wild.
So terrible.
That's our... So we just moved out to Los Angeles, and we don't live in New York anymore. We moved into our new apartment the very first day, first time. We were plugging stuff in. We plugged our new phone into the wall for the first time.
True story.
Not 5 minutes after we plugged it in.
Dude, I think it was even like 4 minutes.
4 minutes after we plugged it in, we got a call from a telemarketer.
How the hell did they get our number in
four minutes? What happened to the good old days of telemarketing?
That's all we're axing, good people. What happens to the olden days of telemarketing, when it was simpler?
The mid-90s.
When you knew it was a telemarketer from the second you picked up the phone.
Mid-90s, you knew it was a telemarketer. There was always like that 8-second delay.
Right?
Be like, bring hello. Hello. Hello.
Hello, this is Hector from Telstar Long Distance. Mr. Skylerster.
Actually, it's pronounced Sklar.
Mr. Skackler, how would you like to buy some Telstar?
I'm actually on the other line, long distance.
Well, that's great, because Telstar's new long distance
program. Okay, you know what? I'm also in a business meeting.
Fantastic. Telstar's new business-to-business program.
Hey, why don't you just f*** off and die?
I can do that. Because Telstar's new f*** off and die program...
It's perfect for elderly family members living overseas.
Okay.
All right.
So, in the new millennium, the telemarketers have gotten sneakier.
They're trickier.
Thanks for backing me up.
You're welcome.
All right. they're tricky these days, right? Because the telemarketers nowadays, they'll try and trick you and keep you on the phone longer, and they think that's how they'll buy. That's how you'll buy their stuff.
Today, you get a phone call like this. Bring hello.
Dude, what's up? Dude, you're so wasted last night. What happened, dog?
I don't know. I should have never switched from beer to tequila. Who is this?
Yeah, dude. That's what I'm talking about, man. Life's about switching, dude. Seriously.
Wait a minute.
Yeah. I mean, one minute you switch from beer to tequila, the next minute you're switching from American Wireless to Telstar.
Okay, wait a minute. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Who is this?
Dude, it's Hector from Telstar Long Distance, bitch. Who let the dogs in, bitch?
Whoa, come on now.
Come on, stop it. Stop it. Stop it.
This can't be a courtesy call. Stop it. So you hang up the phone, right? Then an hour and a half later, you get a phone call, and the voice on the other line is the most sensual, most sexual female voice you've ever heard. It's like, bring hello.
Hi, what are you wearing right now?
T-shirt and jeans.
Okay, I want you to take them off and start rubbing yourself all over.
Okay.
Does that make you cry?
Yes, I want you to start spanking yourself. Spank it.
Lick it. Spank it. Spank it. Spank it.
Oh, yeah.
Spank it.
Oh, yeah.
Spank it. Spank it.
Oh, yeah.
Spank it.
Oh, yeah.
Spank it.
Oh, yeah.
Spank it. Say, I'm a dirty boy.
Okay, now I'd like you to consider switching over from American Wireless to Telstar. Hector?
What?
Okay,
oh
Jesus Christ, dude, that's me. So we grew up in St. Louis, Missouri. That's where we were born and raised.
Okay, that's why we left.
No,
we love it.
Love St. Louis. Our parents still live in St. Louis. Our parents, we love our folks.
Have a great relationship with them. Our parents have the best names in the history of parental names.
We love them. Dick and Annette Sklar, which of course brings to the surface our old favorite joke, how do you catch a dick
with Annette?
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. That's our special.
Our folks are great. They're actually in New York. They're hilarious.
Our father, he has really high blood pressure, which can cause him to freak out at the drop of a hat,
which is hilarious.
Hilarious.
And whenever he freaks out, he always projects his fears onto our mother and treats her like she's an invalid.
Yeah, and our mom is like an able-bodied 50-year-old woman.
She can do stuff, right?
Right.
But dad forgets that when he's freaking. And sometimes the simplest of tasks.
Like getting in and out of a taxi cab.
Easy.
It literally becomes like a DEFCON 1 situation
yes.
for our father.
Every time we'll pull up to the destination, dad's in the front, we're in the back with our mom. The second we pull up, dad whips around and starts yelling at the two of us. He's like, help
get
the mother to the curb.
Her.
Help
Dug
the woman
her
get to the
side.
Curb for the love
I
of Christ. What is going on?
I am talking to a man.
A, how did he make a business trip out of it?
And did he just call us an ass?
Yes.
Now, it's so funny. We've performed that bit for our parents, and they love it.
Because it's true.
They love the bit because it's true. But our mom always has the same comment every time she hears it.
Why do you have to curse?
You don't have
oh, yes,
to swear
don't.
To be funny,
no,
boys.
No, you don't.
No.
Eddie Murphy never swore, and he was very funny.
Yes, he was.
It's funny. No matter where you go in this country, St. Louis, New York, L.A., local television news is ridiculous.
It's absurd everywhere you go.
They get way too excited when they get that new piece of technology like the Doppler radar.
They're like, yeah.
NEXRAD. Satellite tracking system.
Raise the roof, bitch.
Why
raise a roof on that?
And the biggest thing for every local television news station is the traffic helicopter.
The eye in the sky.
Sky cam.
Right?
The best one we ever saw was right here in New York City, News Channel 4's Chopper 4.
Chopper 4, yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah,
They had a multi-million dollar ad campaign just to promote Chopper 4.
Yeah, commercials. Not for the news, no. Just for the traffic helicopter. And then, like, a year and a half ago, Chopper 4 went down in the Hudson River.
Yeah.
Okay?
And they still ran the commercial.
They still ran it.
Ridiculous.
And it was like a long commercial, too.
It was like 2 minutes.
2 minutes, not a 30. 2 minutes. After the first minute, what else can you say about it? It's just a helicopter.
And it was so funny. If you watched the commercial closely, you would have seen that they actually did run out of things to say, but they kept going. So for like the last minute, all they did was try to make standard helicopter features sound like technological breakthroughs.
They were like, Chopper 4.
With airborne capabilities.
Chopper 4.
With a self-propelling propeller.
Chopper 4.
With seats.
Seats?
What?
Come on.
I mean, if you're going to go on for 2 minutes about a helicopter, this thing better be Blue Thunder,
yes.
Okay? We want to hear this phrase in the promo.
Chopper 4, we open fired on Channel 7's Pussy News Van. And Chopper 4 was the first on the scene to bring you the bloody photos. Chopper 4.
Chopper 4. Chopper 4 went down mysteriously in the Hudson River. And Chopper 4 was the first on the scene. Coincidence?
Or Chopper 4?
The way we see it, we're twice as good as Chopper 2.
Chopper 4?
Channel 7 may have a van, but can that bitch fly?
Can it?
Chopper 4.
Soon the entire news broadcast will be brought to you from directly inside of Chopper 4 News.
Chopper 4.
Sports,
Chopper 4.
Weather.
Chopper 4.
Traffic. Traffic, weirdly enough, will still be done from the studio. But for everything else, it's Chopper 4. Who's your news source?
Chopper 4.
Who's your eye in the sky?
Chopper 4.
Who shot Tupac Shakur?
Chopper 4.
So we have a lot of free time.
Yep.
We're trying to stay hip, trying to be young.
Trying to find the fountain of youth.
One thing we feel like, hip-hop music has just taken over and dominated pop culture. One way to stay young is just to listen to hip-hop on the radio.
We love the rap music.
Love listening to Hot 97 when we're in New York City. We love the Hot 97.
Yeah.
Why not?
Love the Hot 97, but kind of have a problem. Every time we go to the Hot 97 just to find out what's hit, what's happening, what's going on right now, we're reminded of how old and white we are.
Yes.
Yeah. Here is our problem.
Here's how it manifests itself.
We have a hard time trying to decipher what is a new song on Hot 97 versus what is a commercial
on Hot 97.
Yes. It all sounds the same to these old white ears.
I don't think I've ever known.
I've never known, because when we listen to Hot 97, they're laying a fat-ass beat in like... We're like, what is that? Is that the new Vanilla Ice? Is that the new Color Me Bad? Then all of a sudden, here come lyrics out of nowhere. I put my gat in your mouth and I feel you full of lead. I got crazy suckers trying to mess with my head. I bang 10 bitches and then I bang 11. Because it's an all-request weekend on Hot 97.
Okay, that was my jam.
Free time. We keep coming back to this. We have all this free time. It's unbelievable.
We love to make lists.
That's top five this, top five that. But our favorite list that we've come up with in recent history was top five most unsung professions in our society.
Yes.
People we felt like work hard. They don't get enough credit. Here, we had like teachers, firefighters, social workers, but we had the same number one.
I can't believe this is like the first time we ever agreed
consensus
on
consensus number one.
Randy and I have decided that the most unsung profession in our society has got to be
strip club DJ.
That's right, people.
DJ at a strip club.
He's got a tough job. He does not just bring the punani to the public.
No, he don't.
If he just did that, we'd all be strip club DJs.
Yeah. Really?
It's a tough job. Think about it. He's the only one with a microphone in the entire joint. He's the only voice you hear. He has to serve as liaison between the management and the customers.
That's right, Rand. The strip club DJ has to make boring, mundane announcements for the management of the club, but then weave all that in magically with the sexuality, all while the customers maintain their erections.
They are modern-day geniuses.
They're Jedi masters.
Okay. They are the bridge between business and boners.
Exactly.
Unbelievable. They're like, welcome to Crazy Legs. Welcome to Crazy Legs. We got the finest punani on the peninsula.
We got the hottest coochie in the coochie.
I got one question for you, fellas. Who's ready for that coochie?
Who wants the coochie?
Who wants the coochie?
Who wants some coochie?
Who's ready for some coochie?
But first, there's a blue 1998 Pontiac Bonneville with its lights on. In the back parking lot, if that is your vehicle, you might want to turn the lights off.
But you might want to leave the rear defrost on.
Because, brother, it's going to get hot.
Guess who's cruising her coochie truck up to the main stage?
She's getting her pole on. We've got Amber on the main stage.
Dominique on the bar.
And you know, I'm thinking of a number between 1 and 10.
Is it Punani?
You bet your ass it is!
Who's thirsty for the coochie?
Who wants a tall glass of the coochie juice?
Who wants a little bit of the coochie smoothie?
Who's thirsty for some coochie?
Fellas, if you're thirsty, just an FYI, for the next half hour only, all domestic beers are just $11.95. That means that a bucket of Bush Light Long Necks,
three Bush Light Long Necks,
is just $89.95 with tax. And speaking of Bush Light, you're not going to believe his skinny-ass coochie's on the main stage.
We got Tigress on the main stage.
Euphrates on the bar.
Two roads diverge in the wood. I chose...
Punani.
You bet.
Who's hungry for the coochie?
Who's hungry for a hunk of the coochie?
Who's hungry for some coochie?
Fellas, if you want the weekend coochie, come out this Saturday to Crazy Legs annual picnic for cystic fibrosis.
We'd like to talk now about an issue that's really important to the two of us, yet we feel like it doesn't get a lot of coverage.
Yeah, so it's oft overlooked.
We're glad you guys are here and that people will be seeing this. Here is the issue. It seems that gay men throughout the entertainment industry have made a common practice of honoring their favorite female musical artists through the art of impersonation.
Through lip sync.
And they call this cabaret.
Yeah.
All right, here's the problem, though, okay? When gay men do this,
it's cool.
It's fine.
It's fantastic.
It's accepted. But when straight men, like Randy and myself, try to do the same thing... It's just gay.
Downright gay.
Well, tonight, with your energy and our energy and what we like to call a synergy of our energies.
Good word.
We would like to inspire straight men everywhere to come out.
Air quotes.
And honor their own musical heroes through their own form of cabaret. Ladies and gentlemen, for the first time ever on television, for the first time ever on a stage, we offer for you the first ever straight man cabaret. Can we cue the music in the back, please?
All right, we've chosen
REO Speedwagon, a mouthpiece for straight men everywhere. That's right, I'm wearing a double bandana, very Charles in Charge, very Scott Baio.
Remember the tuck and roll from 1982? Who didn't do the tuck and roll from 82?
If we only had some safety pins, we'd peg that sucker right there.
The sleeveless shirt comes back from New Jersey.
Look at that shoulder hair.
All right, here we go, everybody.
Ladies, we'll be at the bar next door if you need us.
Thank you very much for the Starbucks.
Thank you very much, everybody.